There we go, fans. Radio.dominican.edu for the Vulcans from University of Hawaii at Hilo under head coach Bruce Atkinson, assisted by Leslie Da Silva and Michael Coughlin. Number three is Josimara Pinero, a 5'10 senior. Number seven is Katie Swenson, a 5'9 junior. Number 10, Josh, that is Morgan Bonney, a 6'2 senior. Same height as you. Leilani Ramsey. Leilani Ramsey is number 11. She's a junior at 5'9. Fabiana Sabin, number 14, is a 6'1 senior. And rounding out the squad for Coach Atkinson is number 16, Kawena Kubi Otineru, a 5'10 junior. Josh, speaking of juniors, you are a junior, aren't you, Josh?
Yes, right. I am a junior. I'm still here. I've survived so far the college experience.
All right.
And I'll continue to survive. This is going to be a tough matchup tonight, though, Stu. These girls are the best of the best. They are 12-0, Stu, and I'm looking at them right now. There's some tall group of girls here from Hawaii.
Speaking of the best, here are the Penguins under head coach Roger Goodwin, assisted by John Angstrom and Jeremy Wagner. Number six is Gabby Pecora, the CalPAC Player of the Year last year. And she's had a great start to this season, Josh. A 5'10 senior is Pecora. Number 13 is Laimata Malapai, the 5'7 junior. Number 13, Malapai. Laurel Grand, number 14, is a 5'10 senior for Roger Goodwin. Number 18, Ashley Sand, gets the start tonight, the 6'2 freshman. Don't see that too often, but the freshman Sand getting the start tonight. The 5'10 junior, Brooke Swingle, number 23. And rounding things out for Roger Goodwin, number 30, is Kayla Morphew, the 5'9 sophomore. Both teams are in the house. Penguins going to start off to our left-hand side. Penguins will be moving from the left to the right, from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Penguins side out on the southern end of the Conlon Center, Josh, while the Vulcans are off to our right on the northern end, and that makes sense. Both teams are in place. We're just finishing up the starting lineups overhead. While we've got the starting lineups finished here on the airwaves, I want to welcome everybody a sincere aloha, mahalo to those people, those of you listening in Hawaii. We are very happy to be broadcasting worldwide and to the islands tonight. It's a real pleasure for Josh and I to be on the air tonight. A couple of howlies.
No doubt.
But shout out to the Kamaaina and everybody else down there in the islands. Wish we were there right now, but actually there's nowhere I'd rather be right now than calling these games, Josh, of these two teams. Very exciting night tonight. First time we've had a Hawaii team in the Conlon Center since things got started. Of course, the Penguins now playing in the PacWest Conference, part of the NC2A Division II.
You know what? They're calling the PacWest Conference probably the most beautiful conference to play in all the NCAA Division II. They go to Hawaii. They go to Arizona, Colorado, Utah. Some pretty nice country we're looking at, Stu. And Hawaii gets to come here and visit us here in the beautiful Marin County, just north of San Francisco. As we say, when we broadcast...
I thought you meant because of Dominican.
Dominican's beautiful in itself. Great campus. But we broadcast live in the 415 from San Fran, Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates. Always here on radio.dominican.edu. You ought to patent that, Stu. That is the best saying I've ever heard on the radio.
Yukon to the Euphrates?
Yukon to the Euphrates.
That's mine.
San Fran in Japan.
San Fran in Japan was a student.
Oh.
One of our broadcasters, J-Wo, came up with that. DJ J-Wo a couple years ago. He came up with the San Fran to Japan, but mine was the Yukon to the Euphrates.
Well,
the A. Hey, we're broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. And your line was the best sports talk this side of Earth, isn't that right?
Yes, sir. Best sports talk this side of Earth, always on radio.dominican.edu. No place else.
All right, we're ready for the national anthem. For those of you listening at home, please rise.
Thank you.
All right, here we go, fans. Very excited to be bringing you this game between the Penguins and the Vulcans from University of Hawaii at Hilo. Right here on radio.dominican.edu. Josh, this is my favorite part of the game.
This is the best part of the game,
Stu. One of my favorite parts.
No doubt about it. As I'm bringing that back, no doubt about it, is my catchphrase. Matter of fact, I ought to get t-shirts made. Speaking of t-shirts, we have these great t-shirts that were designed by Alistair Flack, printed by your own Stuart Horn. And if you're at Dominican University, if you're a student, you should purchase one. $5. It goes to the Student Athletic Committee to help raise funds for athletics.
Here we go, folks.
This is head women's volleyball coach Roger Goodwin welcoming you to another DU volleyball match with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Yeah, that's right, Josh. And you know I love it when the coach introduces me like that.
You're the voice.
That is the greatest. And we are ready to go, fans.
So if Bob Uecker is Mr. Baseball, that would make you Mr. DU?
Something like that.
Something like that.
All right, fans, here we go. We're just a few minutes after 7 o'clock on the west coast of the good old U.S. of A. Not as far west as Hawaii, though. That's way out there.
That's way west. Hawaii, beautiful weather. Hawaii.
7:06 p.m., fans, in California. Side out to Dominican. And, Josh, here we go. The Vulcans are 12-0. Penguins are 3-9.
This is going to be the biggest test of the year, Stu. A 12-0 team. It's like the champ. This is comparable to like USC versus Washington, when we know who won that game. Washington.
And, for the Penguins, Laurel Grand is going to get, that's right, good
that's
opportunity
right.
for the Penguins to make a gigantic statement across the PacWest Conference. Laurel Grand with a side out. Penguins off to our left. A beautiful serve. And the Penguins with the first point as putting it away for the DUs. Ashley Sand, the freshman, reaches up, two hands, slams it down into the front row. Penguins up 1-0. Game one, best of five. Here's the next serve by Grand into the net. Penguins don't need that, Josh.
The key in this game, Stu, I think, is going to be mistake-free as well as to maintain energy and maintain gas. And that Notre Dame game we broadcasted here seemed like they were losing gas a little late there in the game.
Yeah, they did. And to say mistake-free, well, it's too late for that because the Penguins just had an unforced error on the second point of the game. So now serving it up for the Vulcans is Shauna Kiora, a 5-foot junior out of Honolulu. She gets the start, although we didn't have her on the starting roster. Now into the net is Sand, and the Penguins cough that one up. It's 2-1 in favor of the Vulcans. So to serve it up again for Hilo is Kiora. She's a 5-foot junior, way back there. Got the red outfit, red unis on, except for the libero player. That's Lauren Tonokawa. She's wearing the navy blue libero player. Now the Penguins on defense. The set across the court to the DUs and put away by the Penguins. And that one looked like Kayla Morphy went up for the killer on that. DUs tie it up at 2. And in for the Penguins, here is Woodrow. Jacqueline Woodall, a 5'7" senior. Shout out to Woodall's folks listening. No doubt the hometown girl is Woodall. And the killer is put down by Fabiane Seben. And Seben knocks it wide right. Penguins with the point. Penguins leading 3-0. And this one is too long by Woodrow. And a little too flat, Josh. And the Penguins cough it up 3-2 DU.
No
Check
doubt.
It 3-3.
Yes, Stu, they're going to have to stay on top of things here. It's going to be a tight game all the way through. They cannot let Hilo pull away because they have proven when they pulled away in the past, they do win.
Gigantic crowd on hand tonight. The black hole is loaded. Except for the absence of Mike Wells. Mike Wells in Hawaii, in fact, traveling for on behalf of the athletes. And the Penguins with the point there after the scoop by the Hilos didn't work. 4-3 DU. Penguins serving again. Nearly a spike, but a beautiful set. And this one is wide right. And the DUs have Hilo off balance a little bit. That one wide right by Morgan Bonnie, Josh. Next serving it up again is Morphew. 5-3 DU, Morphew into the back row, diving for it, right on the top of the net, and up with it is Swingle. Swingle with the hands down, spiked at a great angle, 6-3 DU's. Swingle with the killer, Morphew to serve, right side, Morphew, nice serve into the back row, right up against it, and Pencora puts it down, 2 in a row, Josh, that the Hilos are unable to handle.
This is good momentum to have, Stu, going into the first game. But we remember it happened last week. Going into the first game, we had tons of great momentum, but we seem to lose gas. They have to keep it up and keep it pushing, Stu.
Morphew into the back row. Ooh, that one was going to be deep, but it was fielded by the Hilos. Now they bring it back over with nothing on it. Bumped up by Woodall. Now the set by Swingle. Knocked across by Grand. Penguins back on defense now, in trouble. Off the top of the front row, Jose Mara Pinheiro knocked that one down. 7-4 DU. Penguins want to maintain this momentum, as Josh was talking about, against Notre Dame. Dana Moore, the Argonauts. The Penguins won the first game, then lost three in a row. Laura Rodriguez to serve it up for the Vulcans. Here she goes with the runner. Back row, bumped up. Forward set over to Pecora. Pecora goes into the right back corner, Josh, and that's a winner, 8-4.
No doubt about it. Pecora showing a lot of her great athleticism, as we've seen time and time again, Stu. She can show up big for this DU team, and they definitely need her to show up big tonight. Versus this 12-0 team.
Rotating out, Ashley Sand in. Lachelle Roulon for the Penguins. Roulon, the libero, play over to the right side. Now Hilo on offense. It's bumped up. The Penguins field it cleanly. Pecora softly dinked it, but somehow Hilo saved it. Smashed into the middle row. Penguins on it. Over to Pecora. Right side. Into the net. It falls out. DU's with the point. 9-4. DU's by 5. Game 1. Roulon to serve again.
One thing we're not going to see is Hilo make a whole lot of mistakes, but when they do, DU needs to capitalize on those and make some points out of those mistakes.
Roulon front row. And Pecora's right there with the block and the putback. Hilo's tried to go backward over the head there, Josh. And Pecora was lying in wait, slammed it down, 10-4 to you by 6, Roulon to serve. Here she goes. Roulon, nice top spin. Oh, it's the wide left, Josh. And there's another unforced error. That's a killer on momentum.
No doubt about it. But, hey, these errors, Stu, all you have to do is correct them and stay on top of it. They cannot make repeated errors. This is what we've seen in the past. A lot of repeated errors, missed serves. They have to stay on top of their games, Stu.
Jose Mara Pinheiro serving for the Vulcans, and this one is cross-court, brought up, set up by Ramsey, and put away by Morgan Bonney, the 6'2" senior. Bonney has some serious hops there, Josh. She got way above the net and picked up the point for the Helos, 10-6. Penguins on defense now, back set to Grand. Grand puts it down. It's blocked by Bonney, and none of the Helos knew what to do with it, Josh. Penguins by 5, 11-6.
Hilo looks like they're being caught a little bit off guard here, Stu, in this first game. I guess they didn't expect the DUs to come out as fast as they are, but I would not put anything past Hilo. They are 12-0, Stu.
Malapai now has rotated in for the DUs. This one smashed up against the upper arms of Swingle. Swingle just got in the way of it and it almost took her out, Josh. Swingle's okay, though. Just hit her way high in the biceps. 11-7. DUs on top. Serving it up for Hilo is Tonikawa, the 5'2" junior out of Kailua. She serves it up. Nice serve into the back row. Fielded cleanly by the DUs. Pecora now, middle set. Good. And the Penguins are back on defense. Hilo gets it across, nothing on it. DUs have a great opportunity here. A short set into the middle row. Penguins pick it up. Uh-oh. And it's bumped back up. The DUs with a great save by Morphew. Oh, the Hilos are on their heels. And here comes Pecora with the killer right in front of the black hole, Josh. 12-7.
Way to maintain composure. They had the hard spike come over from Hilo. Morphew was able to bump it back up with a great save. That's keeping composure, and that's what you have to do in NCAA play, Stu.
Great kill by Pecora against the 12-0 Hilos. Penguins now on defense. This one slaughtered into the net, and the DUs are forced to give up the point, 12-8. Serving it now for the Vulcans. Katie Swenson, a 5'9 junior out of Bellevue, Nebraska, Josh. You want to open up the aim for the heck of it? Here we go.
You can reach us on the AIM here at DUC Radio if you're on AIM for all the AOL instant messengers out there.
And the Penguins now on defense. This one is wide left, put down by Leilani Ramsey, a 5'9 junior out of Milton, Washington. But it's no good, and the Penguins with the point. 13-8, DU's halfway there, game to 25. Here's the service by Laurel Grand. Grand very deep, and it's out by 5 feet, Josh. And as Josh mentioned, if you'd like to interact with us here in the broadcasting area, fans, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. No spaces. Here's the service by Shauna Kaiura, a 5-foot junior out of Honolulu. She runs up on it, brings it down, bumped up by the Penguins. Forward set, Penguins on offense. Oh, into the back row, Penguins back on offense again. Very tough play. They set it up over to Morphew. Morphew bumps it up. Oh, it's still alive on the Penguins' side of the net. Very softly into the middle row. And the Penguins are going to be on defense. Oh, into the net. Smacked down by Fabiana Seben. And Seben at 6'1", the senior, slams it into the net. 14-9. Woodrow to serve it for the Penguins. This is Jacqueline Woodall. my own little nickname I gave her. Now the Penguins are on offense. They get it over to Pecora, who runs up on it. Now it goes into the back row. It comes off of the left arm of Lauren Tonikawa and goes out of bounds. The DU's with a point. 15-9, Josh. And here is Woodall with the serve.
They're starting off with great momentum in this game, Stu.
So far, so good. Oh, Woodall, way out of play. Somehow it's still alive. Hilo keeps it going. And the Penguins have poor communication, but they set it up to Morphew. Oh, it just outside of the line a little bit long, Josh, from here. It looked like it could have gone either way, but it was indicated out by the backline judge.
No doubt about it. We don't like to argue with the judges because they have a better eye than us sometimes.
Sometimes I argue with them.
Sometimes we do. We have to. That's sports.
Fabiana Sedin will serve it up now for the Hilos. She goes into the back row. Penguins now with a nice back set. Softly into the middle. Dug out into the net. Twice into the net. Penguin point. 16-10. DU's been on top. And a timeout has been called, Josh, by head coach Bruce Atkinson. The head coach of the Vulcans from University of Hawaii at Hilo. A shout out and aloha and mahalo to all of the Vulcan fans listening in the islands, and DU fans and Vulcan fans for that matter listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu, where this broadcast is brought to you by the communications department, where our head coach is Melba Beal. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson. Josh, what do you got?
Well, I got right now is I got a little news for our sponsors out there. The Flatiron is a sports bar and place where you can get tons of great food. There's a 10% discount on all food items for Dominican students, staff, and faculty with an idea. More sports than fits on a plate is one of their logos, or one of their, I guess, mantras, you could say. 10 TVs.
You mean slogan?
They're slogans. More sports than fits on a plate. 10 TVs with MLB, NBA, NFL, NHL, college, I can go on and on. The Flatiron. It is located on 724 B Street in San Rafael.
Good job, Josh. 16-10. Penguins now with the service point into the back row. Muffed by Kayura and the Penguins by 7. 17-10. Game one. Best of 5. And the Vulcans are 12-2. The Penguins are 3-9. Boy, if the Penguins could somehow get past the Vulcans. As this one, this killer is put down by Morgan Bunning, the 6'2" senior. Penguins can't handle it. And it should be 18-11.
Shouldn't it be 18-11?
I don't know. Josh, I got to check with the scoring table to make sure they get it right.
I believe they are doing that as we speak.
All right. They're clarifying things at the scoring table. So far, they haven't changed it.
No, they're looking.
And now the Penguins on defense. And the runner by Pinheiro. And that is a kill shot. And now it's 18-12. No, hold it. Now they gave it to us.
Should be 18-12.
They're trying to get the scoreboard right here.
Well, that's three in a row. The Penguins have lost, but they gave all three of them to us.
No doubt. So they're having a little issue.
Must be the home team.
Technical difficulties with the scoreboard here.
But never on the radio station.
Never on the radio station. We always are broadcasting live and clear. And we're always reminding you to shout out our sponsors. Wells Fargo is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics, as well as Bank of Marin.
All right, here we go, fans. It's 17-12, and here is the service by Laura Rodriguez, a 5'6" senior out of Brownsville, Texas. And the Penguins dink it over by Morphew. Penguin point. Now it's 18-12, and the DUs are on top. The game's at 25, Josh, as you know, but not all of the listeners may know that. Oh, they gave the point to the Hilos. So check it. Now it's 17-13. I think that's right.
17-13.
Yeah, there we go. 17-13. I'm not sure why the Penguins didn't get that point. It looked to me like it was a Penguin point. Now the killer by Morgan Bonney while I was talking about how the DU should have scored that one. And the Hilos are creeping back. 17-14, fans.
They're 12-0 for a reason, Stu. They are definitely the team to beat.
Laura Rodriguez with the service now. She goes middle row. Penguins help it over very on the quick set. And it's softed into the middle. Again, Morgan Bonney. She had kind of an off-speed delivery there, Josh, as Bonney had it come off the fingertips, and Bonney let it roll. Penguins up 17-15, but the Hilos are creeping back, and you're hearing it live from the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu. Here is my partner, Josh Johnson.
here at radio.dominican.edu. We're always reminding you to tune into our great student program, and we have the All-Pro Sports Show, Trash Talk, the Green Thumb Show, P-Lo's Power Hour, Something Juicy, Battle of the Sexes, The Feed, I Love College Everyday People, and Mr. Clean's Lounge. You can go on radio.dominican.edu.
Don't forget the detox on Fridays.
Don't forget the detox on Fridays. It is a haven for indie artists, poets, and critical thinkers. You can hit us up on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, fans. Pleasure to be with you tonight. Penguins up by 2 in Game 1 against the very tough Vulcans from University of Hawaii at Hilo, who are currently 12-0 overall, 2-0 in conference. Penguins 3-9 overall, 0-1 in conference after that tough loss to the Argonauts at Notre Dame. Dana Moore University in Belmont is where Notre Dame is. And here is the next service point by Laura Rodriguez into the middle, bumped up by Gabby Pecora. The Penguins set it up and go cross court to Ashley Sand. Sand is wide left, 17-16. Penguins don't need any more of that, Josh. Laura Rodriguez, a 5'6" senior, to serve it up again. She runs up on the line. She nails it across. It's bumped up by Pecora. Pecora couldn't handle it. It goes over her head into the fifth row of the grandstands. And now it's 17 up.
Yep, 17 all tied. We're reminding people also, it's Spirit Day here at Dominican University. The men's soccer team and the women's soccer team played today. Men's team came out on top. Women, not so much. They've lost to Dixie State University still.
All right, Penguins now on defense. Helping it over is Brooke Swingle. Swingle, the 5'10" junior out of Sonoma, helps it. It spins. It drops. DU on top, 18-17. As Jeremy Wagner rushes the court with some last-minute information for the ladies. Wagner, one of the assistant coaches under Roger Goodwin. Now the Penguins are on defense. Now they get it on offense after the Hilos just barely were able to field that one. This one goes cross court by Laurel Grant and goes out of bounds, 18 up.
As I said, Hilo, we're keeping up a good fight here, but Hilo is definitely a team that you can tell has had some experience under their belt in terms of NCAA play. They've come back from a lot of great games, and like I said, they've moved up two spots in the American Volleyball Coaches Association poll this past week. So
the smash now by Pecora. The Hilos are able to handle it. Helping it across is Swingle. Very softly, middle row, Penguins on it. Morphew picks it up. Back set now to Grand. Grand couldn't get a lot on it. Came off the top of the tape. It's 18 up, fans, into the middle. Saved now by Roulon. Penguins over to Pecora. They go cross court. Here it comes toward Josh. But it's still alive. Oh, the Hilos saved it. And the Penguins diving for it. Morphew and Pecora both got down on one knee. Neither lady could handle it. And for the first time tonight, Josh, I hate to report this, but the Penguins are trailing 19-18 in favor of the Vulcans. Serving it up now is Josimara Pinheiro. And she serves it into the net. And that's just what the DUs needed. The Penguins needed that. Something terrible. 19 up. Serving it up for the DUs now is Brooke Swingle. In for the Penguins on the rotation is Loimata Malapai. Malapai comes in place of Woodall. And the Penguins serve it up now. Hilos get it, and it hits the line, and it's called in. And the back line judge is right on top of it. 20-19, Penguins trailing. And serving it for Hilo now is Lauren Tonikawa, the 5'2" junior, wearing the libero navy blue. She's back there wearing number 21. Bounces it three times. Now with the top spinning serve. Nice serve. Over to Pecora. Pecora puts one down. Gets it right through the arms of Fabiana Seben. And that's a killer for 20 up. Gabby will serve it now. Number 6, Pecora, one of the team captains. She runs up on it. Pecora with a great top-spinning, dive-bombing killer serve. And speaking of a killer, it's set up to Leilani Ramsey. Ramsey unloads the fury, 21-20. DU trailing. Game to 25. Serving it now for the Vulcans is Katie Swenson, a 5'9" junior. She's out of Bellevue, Nebraska. She serves it across. It's bumped up. And they get it to Gabby. And she rolls it off the tape. And it drops. 21 up. It's anybody's game. As Roger Goodwin has rotated in. Ashley Sand out. Lachelle Roulon. And now there is some sort of a... Okay. Holly Jewell has come in for Roger Goodwin, the 5'4" junior. And she serves it right into the net. Very late. Roger brought Jewel in for the high pressure late game serve. Josh, and she shanked it into the net.
You can't make the
mistake. Not now, 22-21. Not now.
Not now, not versus this team. They are 12-0, and no joke about it. Shauna, they are dangerous.
Shauna Kiora serves it up, and they serve it straight over to Jewel with the mistake. It's set and pounded down by Gabby, but a little bit too deep, and a timeout has been called by Roger Goodwin, Josh. And it's a good time for Roger to do it. Man, at 21, all Jewel comes in, spanks it into the net. The very next point, Gabby Pecora, one of the best players. Well, she was the best player in the Cal Pack last season and one of the better players in the Pac West Conference, comes in late with the spike, Josh, and goes deep, and the Penguins trail by 2, 23-21.
I think she was trying to get someone to bite on that spike, Stu. It went real hard. It looked like it was going to be in for sure, but just a little bit long, just a bit outside, as my friend Bob Uecker would say. But DU is still in this. It's only 21-23, and it seems that Hilo is definitely getting a sort of a feel for how we're playing right now. But if we're able to keep up the momentum, able to keep up the aggressiveness, we should come out on top in this game. No doubt about it here, Stu. And we're always reminding you here at Dominican University, if you're hungry, go to Puente de Santeria.
All
best
right.
Burritos in town.
Yeah, Montecito Plaza. Say hey to Bobby. Tell him DU Radio sent you. They might give you something free, or maybe they'll look at you like you're crazy. I don't know. 23-21. DU trailing in game one. Penguins came out on fire, Josh. They were leading most of the game until it got 17-17, and that's about the time the Penguins started coughing up the easy ones. Shauna Kiora to serve it up for the Vulcans. She goes back right corner, bumped by Morphew, set back over to Morphew, tipped off the front row, 23-22. The U's will have the service, and Jewel will have an opportunity, I think, to serve again. No. Out, rotating out is Malapai. And Woodall has come in her place. And let's see if Woodall can do a little something better than Jewel. Oh, brother! And she's stuck in the net.
I don't know why we are shanking so many serves this year. So
anything but in the net. Anything,
we've
Josh.
We've seen a lot of that so far in these first two games.
Game point, 24-22. Man, that was a gag. Fabiana Sabin to serve it up. And the Penguins lose the point as the bump by Sabin goes right into the hands of the Penguins. They're falling all over the place. Penguins looking pretty shabby the last 5 points, man. Coming down the stretch, Penguins do not know how to finish. It looks like, Josh, like they could not finish that game. Oh, that was a heartbreaker and a half. 25-22, and the DUs lose a killer against the 12-0 Vulcans from University of Hawaii at Hilo.
Well, the Vulcans came back and made those corrections and made those adjustments when they needed to, and that's what DU has to do in the second game. We do not want to be put away in three games, Stu. We have to stay up, and we have to be able to fight back.
You're just being nice.
I'm being nice?
They didn't make any adjustments. The DUs gave it to them. There were at least seven unforced errors in that game.
There were seven
Six
unforced errors.
Six into the net, one long. That's off of service.
But
and coming down the stretch,
you're
especially.
Right. You're right, but they did capitalize on our mistakes, and that's the key. That's what these good teams do. You give them an inch, they will make it into a mile. Not take a mile, but they'll work it into a mile. And I believe that the EU can come back. If Dominican is able to come back and make these adjustments, they will be able to get back in this game. It was a close game, but we definitely can't give away the easy stuff. We're shanking too many serves. We need to stay on top of our stuff. If the EU comes out, Stu, on their P's and Q's in this next game, and limit the shank serves, if we just get rid of that, I believe we win that first game.
You're absolutely right. If. I mean, we'd have no credibility if we sit up here
and talk about it.
And broadcasters and talk about ifs and
true.
How great we were. You know, coming down the stretch there, Josh, I as a DU fan, I'm hurting right now. We had that game, and we gave it to them. We handed it to them. Now they're, you know, they've got jet lag, they're off balance, they're tired, they've been traveling. You got to take advantage of that when you're at home. That's what traveling is about.
You do, especially that Hawaii jet lag. I mean, but I think that DU definitely can come back. They have to limit the shank serves. That's what killed us last game. They have to limit the shank serves. They have to be able to make smarter plays, simple mistakes. Simple mental mistakes will kill you all the time.
You're talking about Woodall and Jewel. Jewel's a junior and Woodall's a senior.
You
now, I happen to know
mistakes.
Woodall has volleyball in her blood, this long lineage of Woodall women who have played volleyball for DU at the collegiate level. She comes in 23-21 and stuffs it in the net to go to game point off the service line. To have the serve is supposed to be a gigantic advantage, Josh.
It is. It is.
Well, not when you dump it in the net. She didn't even hit the tape.
Right. But we're going to have to step it up, Stu. This is what NCAA play is about. Can you adjust? Can you come back? Can you continue to show some kind of dominance in this game and come back and be able to repeat what you did in the first?
Hey, I'll give the DU...
Stretch out the mistakes, but they have to be able to come back and step up. This is what NCAA play is about. It wasn't going to be easy, Stu.
All right. I'll give them credit when it's due, but,
right,
man, I'll tear them apart when it's when that's due as well. I do want to see them come back. There's nothing I'd like to see more than the Penguins not serve those things into the net. The seven unforced service errors in game one killed the DUs. Everything other than that, their play was superior. And if they could just get rid of those errors in game two, perhaps the Penguins can get one. Now coming in for Roger Goodwin, you'll notice is Tiana Tuatagaloa, the six-foot senior. Highly touted is Tua Tagovailoa. Did not get the start tonight, but she is getting the start here in Game 2, along with Pecora and Morphew and Grand and Sand. Grand and Sand. And there's one that I'm missing, and it's Swingle. And that's the squad for the Mighty Penguins here on radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins and the Vulcans have switched sides. The Penguins off to our right now on the northern end of the Conlin Center. Side out. Vulcans. Music down. Katie Swenson to serve it up for the Vulcans. The Penguins field it cleanly, and they set it up over to Morphew, who punches it across with an overhand right hook. And this one is into the net and ends up in the hands of Brandon Davis at the scorer's table. And diving for it was Hilo's 14, Fabiana Sabin. And Sabin couldn't do anything with it. Sabin gives the point to the Penguins. Serving it for the Penguins now is Morphew. Now they get it across to Sabin again. It's blocked nicely by the Penguins into the net, dug out, and now the kill shot put down by Leilani Ramsey, the 5'9" junior, Josh, out of Milton, Washington. And she gets the point. One up in game two. Penguins down one love in games. Serving it now for the Vulcans is Kiora. She stands way behind the line. She's got the right wrist taped up, Josh. This one goes right back corner. Into the hands of Tua Tagovailoa. And now it's set up into the back row. Oh, what a brilliant save by the Penguins' Laurel Grand. And for some reason, why did they give the point to the Vulcans there, Josh?
I do not understand. I believe it might have been a two-touch on that, Stu.
I don't know how that could have happened. She only whacked it with one arm in the save.
But that's what I believe.
Another save by Kiora for the serve, I mean. Not save, serve.
Here's first question mark for the refs tonight.
This one goes into the net. And the Vulcans return the favor, two up, a little late. Boy, if they'd have done that late in the last game, the Penguins would have had a chance. Tiana Tua Tagovailoa to serve it for the Mighty Penguins here at Dominican University. She serves it up, the set, and the kill by Kawena Kubi Otineru, the 5'10" junior out of Halewa, Hawaii, Haleiwa? I think it's Haleiwa. I'm not sure. 3-2, Penguins trailing. Haleiwa. Here is Pecora with the cross-court killer. Pecora leaning back from the middle row, puts it across, and it's 3 up. And now for the DUs is Ashley Sand. Sand, a 6'2" freshman, getting the start in tonight's game for Roger Goodwin. And Sand will serve it up now for the Penguins. She holds it up, looks across, gets it into the back row. Uh-oh, it's bumped backward, but somehow it's bumped. High ball is being yelled by Roger Goodwin. Oh, no, the Penguins now bumped into the front row, and a back set, and the Penguins are in trouble, and it's put down by Otineru, Kubi Otineru, and she kills it across. 4-3, DU's trailing, and the Penguins will be on defense. The side out for the Vulcans. Here's Rodriguez.
You know, one thing I find interesting, Stu, there's a lot of concern whether we can really compete on the NCAA level. And we've been real close with these teams we played. I am very surprised all across the board in all the sports that are going on this season how well DU has done.
Laura Rodriguez serves it up, and the Penguins with the killer. And that was Tua Tagovailoa with the put away. 4 up. Game 2. Penguins down. 1 love. Best of 5. Here is the service by Brooke Swingle. Penguins haven't served one into the net so far in Game 2. And this one on the short set by Katie Swenson, the 5'9" junior out of Bellevue. And Swenson with the killer, 5-4. DU trailing again. Penguins seem to lose one, get one. Lose one, get one here in game two. Jose Mara Pinheiro. She is from Brazil, the 5'10 senior. Penguins now on defense. Pinheiro helps it over very softly. 5'4 Penguin trailing. And the Penguins will be on defense. This one bumped into the net by Pecora. Dug out. No way they could do anything with it. It was falling backward. 6-4. Penguins are going to be receiving the next serve. Penguins trailing in game two. For Hilo, Pinheiro will serve again. Really cool uniforms that the Vulcans have.
Oh, yes. With this is nice. Real nice.
Yeah, they've got the nice red with the...
The Hawaiian flowers.
Yeah, they've got the hibiscus, I believe that is. I'm not sure. But
the hibiscus? That's what you call it?
I'm not sure, but it's running down the right side of the uni. 6'5 is the...
I know their warm-ups were real nice. I like their warm-ups. Those jerseys were pretty nice.
Morgan Bonney stuck it in the net. Josh still talking about the warm-up unis.
Oh, no doubt. it's just great. You know, you got to look good, you play good. That's how it goes.
That's
you
how we
look
do
good,
it
you feel good, you play good. That's what Deion Sanders says.
Well, that's how we do it in the broadcast booth. And Gabby Pecora with the first service ace for her tonight. And that brings the Penguins tied. And now Pecora with the second one. And the killer goes out of play. DU's cough it up after the off the front line of blockers, 7-6. Here is Laura Antonikawa, the 5'2 junior out of Kailua. She serves it into the back row. Penguins bump it up. Penguins to Morphew. Morphew into the front row. Blocked by Sibin. And the Penguins trail by 2-8-6. Here in game two. Tonikawa to serve again. Helped across now. Penguins reached over, and that was Swingle. And Swingle reached way over the net and dug it out. Kind of like a goaltend. 9-6. Penguins trailing now in game two, and the Helos are starting to pull away. Tonikawa to serve again, about 5 feet right of center. And just a foot or two behind the baseline. This one goes into the back row. Helos, poor communication. They keep it going anyway. And this one hits the antenna. And the Penguins pick up the point, 9-7.
I'll tell you one thing about the Vulcans. They do not seem to be too rattled by all the little side tricks and stuff DU is throwing at them. They're throwing at a lot of missed serves, a lot of, you know, a lot of deception plays I'm seeing from Roger Goodwin. And Hilo is definitely not shaken by this at all. They're keeping their composure pretty well still.
Lachelle Roulon serves it up. Penguins bring it across by Roulon, and the killer is put down by Sibin. And the Penguins lose another one. It's 10-7, and the service point hits the back row. The back line, I should say. It's called in play after the DU's all spread and let it go. They let it fall. It's 11-7. And here's the next one into the back row. The DU's aren't going to let that one go. And now they get it over to Pecora, who puts a good move on it, but the Helos are right there waiting on it. This one goes into the front row. It's blocked beautifully by Sand. Sand puts the arms up and gets the point for the DU's, 11-8.
She's a true freshman, Stu, from Rohnert Park, California.
She's playing like an upperclassman. She's playing beautifully. That's why she gets a start tonight and the last conference game. And now the Helos are going to continue to set it up over there to Sabin, and Sabin bumps it over. Penguins put a lot on it. Penguins couldn't do anything with it, and it ends up in the net. 12-8 timeout called by Roger Goodwin. Josh, I don't know about this game, too. The Helos are starting to pull away a little bit.
Well, they're 12-0. We expected a tough game, but I believe the DUs can come back if they just are able to limit simple mistakes, such as going a little too far over the top of the net, the muff serves. You can't do the simple mistakes. Those are things you have to get right every time, such as fundamentals, as we talk about in sports. You always got to stick to your fundamentals. If you leave your fundamentals, then you're just playing sloppy. You got to go back to your fundamentals. Stick to it. Just play straight up, hard work in volleyball, and they will be able to pull it out. But on another note, our sponsors here, T&B Sports, have been in San Rafael since 1946. You can look them up online, www.tnbsports.com. They're another proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics, as well as Sobel Communications. Sobel Communications, roots for the black and gold here at Dominican University, one of the most beautiful places in the world to go to school in beautiful Marin County.
That's a good call, Josh. And you're a junior here. You've been all 3 years at Dominican?
All 3 years.
I think I met you when you were a freshman.
When I was a freshman.
I was trying to recruit you into the radio broadcasting squad, and I finally got you last year.
You got me. You got me.
And you've been doing a great job ever since. All right, fans,
grown a few inches since then, too.
12'8". You mean your waistline?
No, I'm talking about...
Oh, take it easy, Stu. Shauna Kiura.
Freshman 15.
Now, what are you now, 6'4"? Kiura to serve now, 12'8".
About 6'7", I believe.
6'7", wow.
At heart. 6'7", at heart.
You have grown. All right, the Penguins now on offense. Tia Ana Tua Tagaloa. That's a lot of T's for Tua Tagaloa. And she gets one across, but then the set for the Helos is put up by Josimara Pinheiro, and Pinheiro kills one. 13-8. He is trailing by 5. Game 2. Black hole in the house, but very quiet so far. Game 1, they were getting pretty nutty, the Black Hole. But now in Game 2, there hasn't been a ton to cheer for. And this one is worthy of a cheer as Sand comes up, gets up with one leg kind of up in the air there, Josh, and she smokes it into the front row of blockers for Hilo, and the Penguins get it. Penguins trail by only 4 now. And here is Tua Tagaloa, number 11. And the Penguins on defense. This one comes off the front row. Sand was right there, but it got off of her right arm. Digging for it then was Swingle, but Swingle couldn't do anything. It ends up in the fourth row of the Black Hole. 14-9. And serving it for the Vulcans is Seben. She goes off the top of the tape. And Pecora smokes it right into the front row. Kubi Otanero couldn't do anything with it. It goes right into the net. 14-10. And Sand to serve for the Penguins. She's right in the middle of the house. On the center line, 8 feet behind the end line, she goes into the back row. A brilliant serve. Well, Sam's got all kind of moves. And Hilo sets it up. Morgan Bonney, flat-footed, back row spike, 15-10. BU's lose that one.
It seems for, like, everything we got, Hilo has two different types of it. You know, it's and they are definitely a more seasoned team. They sure have had more experience in NCAA. So we're going to have to do some catching up here, Stu, real quick.
Served by Hilo. Rodriguez gets it over. And Pecora kicks it in the net. Pecora tried to spike one, Josh, from the middle row. And you don't see that kind of an error from Gabby very often. But she was a little late on that one. 16-10. Game 2, Penguins trail 1-love in games. The service by Rodriguez. Penguins have it. Over to Gabby. Softly, Gabby gets it back up, and it's out of play. And the Helos part and let him go. And it hits the floor out of bounds. 17-10. And the Vulcans are doing what they do.
It's good to see some fans out here, though, Stu, holding up signs. We even got some Hilo fans holding up the...
place is loaded.
The anti-DU signs.
How
quite creative.
Dare they?
I'll give them to it. Quite creative.
Yeah, I'll give it to them.
With the always high, never low for Hilo.
Yeah, that is good.
And the Dominican't. I don't know about that.
Ooh.
I actually have a T-shirt at home that says Dominican with
right.
The C-A-N highlighted very loud.
Penguins with the next point. Well, Josh was admiring the signage brought in by the Hilo fans. 17-11, and now the DU is very quickly as Brooks Swingle serves it up, and now a ball has come into the court accidentally, so the point is blown off. Errant ball, and now Swingle will serve. Penguins down by 5, 17-12, and there's a spike, or an ace, I should say, not a spike. It was practically a spike. It was such a brilliant serve. So Swingle will serve it again. Penguins
8, 17-13.
Now it's 17-14. There we go.
We're getting
Penguins
these
creeping
right.
Back.
We're all getting these right. We're reminding you to hit us up on the AIM, AOL Instant Messenger, DUC Radio, spelled all out, lowercase, DUC Radio.
Oh, Hilo was backing up on it, and Lauren Tonakawa was backing up trying to get away from it, and it hit her. Penguins with a point. Penguins down by 2, 17-15 now. Tonakawa now dives for it. Another great serve. Penguins on offense. They set it up. They get it back over softly into the front row. Penguin point. 17-16, Josh.
Starting to gain some momentum. Like I said, our big problem was running out of gas. If we're able to gain momentum, we can keep it up in this game.
Timeout has been called by the Vulcans, who are all of a sudden on their heels. Penguins have come roaring back, Josh. At one point, down by 5. Now it's 17-16, getting late in game 2.
Oh, they can make it happen. They cannot let him pull away with this game, because then, yet again, they will be in the hot seat here at home if Hilo is able to get this win. DU can step it up and get it done here. But we're always reminding you here at Dominican University, if you are a Hilo fan and you're coming to see your Hilo Vulcans play, you should stay at the Embassy Suites. Embassy Suites is a fan of Dominican Athletics. It's right here in San Rafael, right off the Terra Linda exit. Embassy Suites. I stay there, Stu. Indoor pool.
Always.
Indoor pool. Nice rooms. Great food.
It's not just the Embassy regular hotel rooms. It's the Embassy Suites.
Yes. Every room
very
is like
sweet.
A suite. Very sweet.
It is sweet.
They should spell suites with a W.
That's a good call.
I like that.
Hey,
like
shout
that.
Out to our new AD here, Terry Toomey. Listening. Hopefully he's back there listening in his office.
He should be.
He was here earlier. Well, he was in the dunk tank, and I'll tell you, it was so funny to see him in the dunk tank antagonizing the people throwing the ball. We're back underway now, fans, and the Penguins are on offense after the service point. The Penguins set it to Pecora. Pecora, back row, killer! Pecora good! Ties the game, 17-all. Wow, the Penguins have really come roaring back here in game two. Here's Swingle with the next serve. Swingle, perfect serve into the front row of the grandstands. It's dug out by the Hilos into the net with a two-touch anyway. Penguins have gone up 18-17 in game two. Just when it looked like the Vulcans were going to walk all over the Penguins, they started pulling away, and now the DUs are leading. Another great serve by Swingle. Boy, Swingle is serving so beautifully. And now the killer by Jose Mara Pinheiro. Into the front row of blockers for the DUs, and the Penguins can't handle it. Tie game, 18 up. Here is Pinheiro to serve the 5'10 senior. She's out of Jundiaí, Brazil. And now the Penguins are on offense. Oh, somehow the DUs dug it out. Hilo sets it up. Oh, and the spike off balance into the net. The Penguins win the point. Leilani Ramsey was way off balance, and that gives the Penguins the opportunity. They are ahead. The DU's ahead. 19-18. Pecora to serve. Pecora very clutch. The senior, one of the best players in the PacWest Conference. Pecora now sets it up over to Tua Tagovailoa. It's bumped into the front row, and it's put down, the killer by Bonnie. Tie game, 19 up.
A little bit of deja vu here, Stu. Again and again, we continue to tie up. I think we can hang with this Hilo team. We just have to play smart volleyball. We have to play smart. We have to stay ahead of the game.
Tonikawa to serve now. She gets it into the arms of Tua Tagovailoa. It's helped over by the Penguins' Rulon. Softly into the front row. Diving for a Gabby. Off the hands of Tua Tagovailoa. And it's dead. 20-19. Penguins trail. Very late. Tonikawa to serve. There's Terry Toomey.
Oh, yeah, you see Terry popping in and out every now and then.
This one hits the line as Tua Tagovailoa backed up on it, let it go. And it is called in, 21-19. A great serve at a crucial moment by Tonikawa. And a timeout has been called. We are in game two, fans. 21-19. Penguins lost game one by a score of 25-22. So the Penguins trailing games, one love. And they are trailing in game two, 21-19, Josh.
No doubt about it. The Penguins have to win this game. If they lose this one, then it's do or die in the next game. And we hate to be in those situations. They have not been too successful in those do or die situations so far at home this year. But they must be able to capitalize on the other team's mistakes and limit their own. We can't have any shank or any muff serves. Not at this point. You have to be on top. You have to be on your P's and Q's. And as my old football coach would say, your P's, your Q's, your R's, your S's, and everything else in the alphabet, be on top of it, because this is going to be close. It's definitely going to be a close competition, but Dominican will have to pull it out. Meanwhile, Hilo is not backing down whatsoever. They're showing great composure.
Yep, they are. They're clutch down the stretch, 21-19, as they demonstrated in game one. And here is the next service by Tonikawa. Tonikawa now lets one rip to Gabby. Gabby brings it over, right side to Tagovailoa. Cross court with angle and depth and good. 21-20, DU's trail by one.
And the San Rafael native is able to knock one down for us. Tua Tagovailoa, formerly of Gonzaga, coming here to put in one last year of volleyball with the DU Penguins.
Rulon serves it up nicely. DU's, a great save by Rulon into the front row. Oh, no. And it was a back set by Morphew, but Morphew was just digging for it from the front row, 22-20. The Penguins couldn't do anything with it. Good effort there by Morphew, but it doesn't get the Penguins anything.
One thing I can admire, Stu, is the play of these freshmen. I mean, they come fresh out of high school to NCAA D2 play. Having no experience in college, they have played great.
Pinheiro now with the service. Diu's on it. Softly dink move by Morphew. No, that was by Swingle. Into the front row. It's tipped by the Penguins, and the Vulcans with the point, 23-20, game two. The next serve by Katie Swenson, the 5'9 junior. Swenson with some good service points. The lefty is Swenson. She smacks it across with topspin. Over to Tua Tagovailoa. Poor set. Tua Tagovailoa was off balance, and now it's 24-20, game point, fans. Penguins were just in it a minute ago, and the Vulcans have gone on a run. Pinheiro with a nice serve. Penguins off their balance softly. Tua Tagovailoa helps it over. Now it's set over to the left side. Into the back row. Bumped up by Gabby. Now they get it back to Gabby. It's saved by the Vulcans. Still alive. Vulcans on it. Into the back row. Bumped off of Swingle's hand. Game. 25-21. DU loses game two.
Well, once again in the hot seat, Sue. You have to win this third game. Now, we said Hilo is 12-0, 2-0 in conference. Dominican, we're 3-9, 0-1. This will be the greatest momentum booster of all time if we're able to come back and win this game.
Just one game would be nice.
One game would be nice just for confidence, because it's tough when you come into home. They've lost their first game. You go 0-2 in conference, you start to sweat a little bit. But they must keep their composure. This is when the seniors, the veterans step up. Gabby Pecora, Brooke Swingle, Tua Tagovailoa. They have to step up, and they have to be able to lead this team. But so far, I can definitely say, despite the fact that we are down two games right now, the play of these freshmen have been phenomenal. I mean, Ashley Sand has had a great game. Rochelle Roulon has had another great game, a lot of great saves. But I'm not going to take anything away from Hilo. They have played phenomenally.
They played great.
They have played great. I mean, I can go up and down the roster of all these players that have played great. I've seen something great from absolutely everyone on this roster, from Ramsey to Pinheiro, everyone, Rodriguez as well. It's just they've shown why they are 12-0.
Yeah, that's a good call, because coming down the stretch, they've been flawless. It was 25-22 in game one, 25-21 in game two. But I will say, Josh, I thought the Penguins played better in game two.
I thought they played better. I thought they played more mistake-free in game two. And we always repeat that, but, hey, that's how it is. It's dirty, cut, and dry. But you know what? Hilo is flawless as well. And they have been flawless throughout. So, I mean, you're 12-0 for a reason, and they are definitely going to be one of those teams that we're going to have to look to start beating. I know NDNU is our rival, but when we get beat this bad or this tough, I think we got to change our rival to Hilo. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're right. Now that we're in the new conference, the Pac West Conference, we're going to have some new rivalries.
Oh, yes. We're going to have some barn burners, too.
Yeah, the old ones are, well, like the Days of Holy Names and so forth, which has been a great rivalry. That one's dead for now, until Holy Names enters Division II NCAA play.
But we pretty much own Holy Names, too.
Okay, I'll give you that.
We pretty much run Holy Names. Quote me on that, underline it three times.
Okay. Yeah. Holy Names have been a great rivalry in the CalPAC Conference with the Penguins, but now the Penguins have moved on to the Pac West Conference, so that rivalry no longer really exists, at least not in serious conference play. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson on radio.dominican.edu with live Penguin volleyball, Pac West style. Yes. NC2A style.
Today has been Spirit Day. It's also a day of athletics. We had our men and women's soccer teams, coached by the great John Delano, play earlier. The men's team came out on top of Dixie State University from Utah, from
Good
St. George,
there.
Utah. And the women, they fell 3-2, actually, late in the second half to Dixie State University. But a great game
what
by both
score?
Teams. 3-2, I believe, the women's team, if I have my stats right. And if I don't, I will correct myself later on. But right now,
if you don't have them right, who does?
I don't know.
I mean,
you are
Josh Johnson.
I
you
try.
Are the man, the myth, the legend, at least according to someone.
Yes, yes. But see, there's no myth about Stuart Horn. Everyone knows who he's about.
No, there's no myth.
100% all the time. Straight up and
no,
down.
No, I made a mistake in 73 once. It was November, I believe.
It was November.
All right, fans, both teams have switched sides. And you... You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. We're the official radio station here at Dominican University of California in San Rafael, California, where it is currently 7:54 p.m., fans, on the west coast of the good old U.S. of A. Tiana Tuatagaloa to serve it up for the Penguins on the side out to open game three. A brilliant serve. This one's bumped up and diving for it again. Hilo's Lauren Tonikawa with an unforced error, touching a ball that was going out of bounds. It's the second time tonight from the junior Tonikawa, giving the Penguins the point. The next serve by Tuatagaloa comes up nicely into the back row, and it looks, I thought the Penguins tipped it, but they did not.
No, they did not.
The spike was deep. Penguins up 2-0, Josh.
Like I said, Stu, this game is do or die, and all the games here on out in this matchup are going to be do or die.
Tuatagaloa shanks the serve off the right side of her hand, and it goes out of play. Way wide right, 2-1. Tuatagaloa, who is a brilliant volleyballist, just missed that one completely. I'm surprised. You know, I went to fifth grade with her dad, and I would sure like to see her do well this season. This one is to Tuatagaloa, served by Shauna Kaiura, and Tuatagaloa can't handle it. It was too low. It was right at her feet, Josh,
right,
and it goes out of bounds 2-2.
Well, no. Well, she's definitely come in and added a lot of greatness to our team. I mean, one last year of eligibility. She said you never get to play your sport you love for forever. Might as well take every opportunity you can, especially when you get a second shot, which is what Dominican has given her. She enjoys it here as she's continuing her graduate studies, too.
Pecora now gets the bump, gets the hit across. Penguins can't handle the firepower on the killer by Hilo's Kawena Kubi Otanero. Otanero just smashed that thing down. 3-2, Penguins trail. This one, oh, is very deep, but Morphew picked it up. Into the front row. Penguins have it now. Oh, Gabby, flat-footed, falling backward on it. Softly into the middle, and Hilo's Fabiana Seben saw the crease in the middle, Josh, the soft spot. None of the Penguins are in the middle row, and she just softed it over the front line and dumped it down. Penguins lose another one, 4-2. We are in game three, Josh. Penguins must win this game to keep the night alive.
Yes, and that play by Sabin was just veteran experience. She is a senior. She's been here before, and she knows how to go ahead and get those good points and get those wins, too.
I think it's Sabin, although I'm not positive. This one down by Pecora. Josimara Pinheiro blocked it, but it went way out over the broadcasting area. We're way up here, high atop center court, and this one came over the opulent broadcasting area here.
I'm almost knocked over my hors d'oeuvres, too.
Yeah.
I have all my hors d'oeuvres set up. I got everything here.
Sarah Chow.
I don't know if you can call Doritos hors d'oeuvres, but it works.
Sarah Chow out of Auburn, Washington, a 5'2" sophomore, has come in for Roger Goodwin and the Penguins. And rotating out is Ashley Sand. So Chow in to serve. For the DUs, 4-3, Penguins trailing. There's an official timeout now. Officials come over to talk to the broadcasting area. Not the broadcasting area. They asked the black hole to do something, Josh. I didn't catch it.
They asked the black hole to quiet it down. I guess they're being a little too extreme up there. That's
quiet
what they
say. Down? Are you kidding me?
Well, we don't quiet down here. So
how do you ask the black hole to quiet down? That's
unbelievable. I don't know.
Well, they are right on top of the opposing team, so maybe they're using those little bullhorns.
I don't know.
Chow came in, served it wide right, and the Penguins with no point. So Chow, her first shot tonight, dead right, no good. And the Penguins now on defense. The Hilo set it up to Otanero, who puts down the killer, 6-3, Penguins trail. How do you tell a black hole to quiet down? I can't believe it.
You know what, I'm going to say what an old coach of mine once said, such is life. Things happen. And you know what such is life means? It means DU will hopefully be victorious in the future. Josh Johnson is a junior at Dominican, and the black hole will never quiet down. Such is life. These things are facts.
Saban serves it way wide right, 6-4, DU trailing. Now the Hilo's on defense. They set it up. Penguins with a great save by Chow. Chow just a brilliant save, and this one's out off the hands of Bonnie, who shanked it out off the right side. DU's creeping back. 6-5. Swingle to serve. 23. Swingle. Right side now. Swingle. Gets it over into the back row. Bumped up nicely. Penguins on defense. This one hits the back linesman. And I think it missed.
That back linesman is Brett Poncha as well, a player here on our men's basketball squad.
It hits out of bounds and then nails the linesman. Oh, they gave the point. They called it in and gave the point back to the Helos. So it's not 6-6, it's 7-5. 7-5. And they're waiting to change. There we go. They're changing the scoreboard again. 7-5 is the score. Penguins trailing. Here is Laura Rodriguez. The 5'6" senior is Rodriguez. She goes to Gabby. Now the forward bump. Morphew softly saved by the Helos somehow. Over to the right side. Bumped up by Pinheiro. Penguins touched it on the tip on the way out of bounds, Josh. And the Helos with a point, 8-5.
Dominican cannot let them pull away. As we said, this is do-or-die situation. If there's anything you're going to pull out, you got to pull it out now.
Rodriguez with a nice service point. Saved by Chow again. Gabby now bumps it across with the butt of her hand. Helos on offense. Uh-oh, Penguins in trouble. Off the front row, Morphew got an arm on it, but it went out of play. 9-5, Josh, in game three. Penguins down 2-love in games. It's best of five. It is crunch time. Josh, the Penguins must win this game. The next service by Rodriguez. She runs up on it from the right side. She goes back row, bumped up by Gabby. Now the set. Pecora, killer. Oh, great save by Morphew. Now the front row, Helos. Too much for the DUs. The Penguins all collapsed in on the front row, Josh, and the Helos spiked it back row.
The Penguins are putting up a fight, but Helo just seems to steamroll, Stu. As Roger Goodwin will come out into the floor now, the Helos are up 10-5. That is the Vulcans from Helo University. And right now, Roger Goodwin, the coach of our Dominican Lady Penguins, is not too happy. He's trying to get something going. He's trying to put together some kind of plan. But now they're playing Don't Stop Believing. And they're trying to get our fans to not stop believing. We can still stay in here and win this game. But it's do or die. It's going to be quite a mountain to climb, Stu. But, I mean, we've gotten a pretty good dose of what it's like to be in the NCAA in these first two games. And it seems we can handle it. But we're definitely going to have to be doing some hard work in the years to come to make sure that we maintain a sense of being competitive here, Stu. I mean, we are competitive.
10-5, fans. Yeah, you're right. We have gotten a good dose of the NC2A, Josh. That's very well said. 10-5. Tough win, a tough loss last week. Tough loss in game one tonight where the Penguins led the most of the way. And then Helo came creeping back. That's why they're 12-0. Penguins now on defense. The service point goes into the fifth row of the grandstand. And almost took out Pat Huser's little boy, Brett. Came right behind him. Brett's okay. Dad, he's a little shaken up, but Dad's got him. He's good. I'm happy to report Brett Huser is fine.
We need Brett to come here and play basketball. He better stay okay.
Morphew now with the attempted kill, and it's too deep.
Can we recruit that young, Stu?
12-5. 12-5, fans.
Does the NCAA allow us to recruit
years old.
That young? 4 years old is the age?
I think you got to be five before you can get in.
All right.
Here's the next service point by Rodriguez. Penguins now on offense. The smash by Pecora is picked up nicely by Helo. Back row, Chow. Bumped up, Gabby. Cross court, Penguins.
A little 12-6. Bit of life. A little bit of breathe. A little bit of life on that one, Stu. Penguins. We're starting to sense a little bit of it.
Penguins' heart is still beating, but that's about it. Things are not good. Getting very late in this one. And Pecora stuffs it in the net.
The one mistake we cannot have.
Not out of Gabby. Anyone but Pecora. 13-6.
We have seen a lot of those shanks by a lot of our players. Not just Pecora so far. And I'm not really liking that, Stu. You got to make those. That's fundamentals. You got to get it over the net.
Penguins with that point after Tonikawa serves it way right. Chow out. Sand back in. Serving it for the DUs is Lachelle Roulon. And this one is over the net, which is more than I can say for the last one. And this one hits the front row of the blockers and goes out of play. 13-14-7, check it.
Penguins have now pulling away.
Point has been, score has been doubled. 14-7.
They sure know how to pump up the volume here from Helo. I mean, take nothing away from our Penguins. They have fought hard, but Helo is coming back. And they are showing up exactly when they need to, right on time.
Tonikawa with the service now. Penguins back on offense. They get it across, and Tua Tagaloa tried to go up for the spike. She got it very late, Josh, on the way down. Or check it very early, and it left the building. It was so long. It was not even close to landing in. 15-7, and the D's are starting to look shabby all of a sudden. Real shabby. Now they give it back over to Morphew. Morphew comes up and puts one down, and that one had a little fire behind it, Josh. 15-8. DU's haven't had a point in a while. It was nice to see him win one there.
No doubt about it, but it's still a lot of ground to make up here.
Oh, Morphew hits the top of the tape, but it rolls. Penguins back alive, and the Helos waste no time in dropping the Fury bomb on the Penguins. That one goes back row left side, 16-8, and the Helos will get a chance to serve it now after that brilliant spike. Katie Swenson with the winner there. Swenson with the serve down at the feet of Tua Tagovailoa. She bumps it into the net. The Penguins tried to dig it out as Swingle dove for it. But unfortunately, it did not come out. 17-8, and it's starting to go quickly here, Josh.
Pretty much. I see the DU's losing a little bit of gas here, trying to do whatever they can. The desperation is showing, though, Stu.
Back row. Penguins on defense. It touched. No, it didn't. Oh, wait a minute. One judge is giving it to the... One gave it to the Helos. One gave it to the Penguins. And now Roger Goodwin wants to come up and talk about it. There's a timeout, Josh, but that one was tipped by the Penguins. So now it's 18-8 in Game 3. In Game 1, the Penguins lost 25-22. Game 2, they lost 25-21. And now they're getting woofed in Game 2, 18-8. I don't like it, Josh.
No, it's not good, Stu. I mean, you stayed so close the first two games. And I would love for DU to come out today in terms of sports in general, 2-1. We're already 1-1 so far versus our opponents today. Right now we're playing Hilo. We have an opportunity to make it 2-1. The women's volleyball team, as I said, this is do or die. 18-8, it is not looking good. We're down by 10. But I'm not going to take anything away from Hilo. They are 12-0, and they will be 13-0 if they keep this up. Sad to say it, but they played great. I mean, Swenson with that powerful spike came down. It was almost too hot to handle. I felt it up here in the broadcast booth.
Yeah, when you feel the floor shake from way up here, you know it was a massive spike.
So Hilo definitely proven why they are number one, 12-0. You can't touch them.
You're right, number one. All right, fans, here we go. Hilo will have the side out. 18-8 is the score. Another service by Swenson is a beauty. The Penguins set it up, a dink move, very high, almost off the ceiling, which is in play here at the Conlon Center, although it hasn't been hit this season, not yet anyway. Tua Tagovailoa with the killer off the front row, and the Penguins get one back, 18-9, and Tiana
another
with
gasp,
a killer.
Another gasp of life here, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. Tua Tagovailoa now has the service for the DUs. And she runs up on it, and she brings a nice one. A lot of topspin. Softly, Hilo saw the crease. No Penguins in the forward court in the front right corner. And Sabin puts it down. And she softed that one in, Josh, and totally fooled the Penguins. It totally had us off balance. 19-9, fans. Here's Kiora. She runs up on it and serves one into the back row. Penguins, Tiana, and Morphew got tied up, but somehow they kept it alive. Now the DUs are on defense, and the spike is out of bounds off the hand of Pinheiro. And Pinheiro, as Sand is going to rotate out in place of Chow, in for the DUs. Roulon out, and back in there now is Grand. Laurel Grand, who got the start tonight for Roger Goodwin. 19-10, Chow to serve. Last time Chow tried to serve it, she stuffed it in the net. And it looked like a... No, I don't know. I don't know what it looked like. It looked like a fish caught in a net is what it looked like. And she gets this one across nicely. And this spike cannot be saved as Morphew dove for it. And it is now 20-10. And it's getting very late, fans. Very late in Game 3.
As I said earlier, it seems like everything we dish out, they got two different kinds of it they can dish right back. And Hilo has definitely showed their experience here in this game, Steve.
Here's Sabin with the serve. And the Penguins can't handle it as they serve it right to the feet of Chow, 21-10. Chow couldn't do anything with it. Sabin with a dive-bombing, top-spinning, brutal serve there. A thing of beauty, actually. Tough to swallow, though, for Penguin fans. 21-20. Here's Sabin. She gets another one, and this one's deep. And the Penguins will take the unforced error. 21-11 in Game 3. The Penguins are down two love in games. The Penguins must win this game, and they're getting creamed here in Game 3.
If there is a miracle, it must happen now, Stu.
Yeah, this is the time for miracles, fans. And unfortunately, the Vulcans, Kawena Kubiotaneru, runs up, smashes one into the blocking row of the Penguins, the 5'10" junior. Otanau with the winner, 22-11. Getting very late in Game 3 now. The black hole has been quieted by the referees. And now the Penguins get a point on the unforced error as Laura Rodriguez, a 5'6" senior, serves one into the net. The Diaz will take it, and Pecora will get a chance to serve. 22-12. If Pecora could go on a 13-point run consecutively, the Penguins could win this Game 3. Pecora with a beautiful serve into the middle row. And the killer is put down by Hilo's Bonnie on the putback. She was lying in wait there for that one, Josh, and just smoked it down. Hillary Hurley is coming in for Hilo in place of Kiora. Hurley's first minutes tonight. Here's the next serve by Pinheiro. Seems like Pinheiro's played just about every point tonight. And Tua Tagovailoa tried to soft one in. Hilo got the bounce. They read it perfectly. And Morgan Bonney with the killer. Match point. Service by Pinheiro. Penguins down 24-12. Here's Tua Tagovailoa, and the Penguins keep it going. And Tua Tagovailoa with the winner. We have match point number two.
The true freshman, Michelle Roulon, will go to the line to serve now, Stu.
Roulon to serve, 24-12. Penguins keep it alive. Penguins on defense. Hilo Hurley. Hurley gets it across. Tua Tagovailoa goes back row. Hilo picks it up. Right side Hurley. The Penguins are zeroing in on Hurley, and that's it. Hurley with the killer. They give the point to Hilo, and that is match, fans. Penguins in three have lost. 25-13. That takes the Vulcans from University of Hawaii at Hilo to 13-0, 3-0 in conference. Takes the Penguins to 3-10 overall, 0-2 in conference. Well, Josh, tough night tonight.
Yes, but it is a tough night, Stu, but this is a learning experience. We are learning what it takes to win an NCAA Division II. It wasn't going to be easy. It was going to be a tough transition. We were going to take our licks. But each game I see is stepping up and getting better inch by inch, just by a little bit. Each game you see some kind of improvement. We're going to have to, you know, have this whole thing of trying to get used to getting here and being at this level. But we saw a lot of good momentum this first game. And hopefully, if they're able to learn to continue that and to work on that, as we get going to more years of athletics and get better recruits, start getting more money for athletics, we'll be able to show up and do good. And hopefully, Stu, we will be on top like a Hilo soon to come, and years soon to come.
Our next broadcast, fans, I think it's a Chaminade game on October 2nd. Am I right? No, that's not right. BYU Hawaii on Wednesday the 30th, and then Chaminade on the 2nd.
Yes.
Followed up by Hawaii Pacific on the 3rd. So we've got a lot of volleyball coming up, fans. Poor Josh Johnson and the rest of the DU radio crew. This is Stuart Oren. Thanking you for listening to tonight's broadcast. Saying so long from the Conlin Center. Josh and I will be back. Side out, 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, the 30th of September, as the Penguins welcome in BYU Hawaii. This broadcast made possible by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California. Thank you for listening to radio.dominican.edu.